Well, Billy, first of all, we're so near now to the FA Trophy final, the game at Wembley against Wrexham. How are the nerves?
No, they're fine. They're fine, to be fair. On that side, it's... I'm fine, personally. I think the players, more importantly, are they seem to be quite relaxed before Saturday and after Saturday. They're quite relaxed to their usual selves. So the nerves are fine at the minute.
And just how much does it mean to be going to Wembley and to be playing in such a prestigious competition?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously huge for everybody at the football club. You know, it's huge for all the staff and the players and obviously the chairman and the committee and everybody. It's a huge thing for Ferriby itself as a small village. It's huge, and we've just got to make sure that we go there and we put a performance on. That's the main thing that we want to do.
I know that you were at the media day. Just what was it like going round Wembley? Obviously, it'll be a bit busier when the actual match is happening, but what was it like going on the pitch and just seeing the magnitude of the stadium?
Yeah, for me, it was the first realisation that we had the game at Wembley, because I've sort of like put that to the back of my mind. I really have. I hadn't thought a lot about it since we beat Bath, because we had such important games, league games to play in. So we had to focus on them. So I wasn't really thinking that much about it. And people will say, I wasn't thinking about it that much. But then when we had the media day and we went and I walked through, you know, from underneath the stand and you walked out, you know, it's so impressive. You can't help but go, wow, it was amazing. When you actually stood on the pitch, for myself, like I said, that was a realisation that we are coming to play there, and it's an awesome sight. It's a fantastic stadium. Hopefully we can go and perform.
You're facing a side that are a division above in Wrexham, but do you take positives from your run last year where you beat a couple of sides that were in that league?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Wrexham are favourites, and quite rightly so. You know, I've said all along, they're a big, massive, massive football club, huge concern, you know, the resources, everything about the football club is huge. I think it's a good thing that we're underdogs. Is anybody expecting anything from us, really? We've got no pressure on us at all. There's absolutely no pressure on us at all. Whereas all the pressure is on Wrexham. You know, they're expected to win. People are saying they're expected to win quite comfortably. So there's no pressure on ourselves, and all the pressure is on Wrexham.
And you're going into this game on a good run of form. Since you've won that semi-final, you've done really well in the league and actually are just moving up the table and getting not too far away from the playoffs.
Well, the players have been outstanding. I mean, it's always difficult. You know, we had a lot of games in this month and after the Bath game, and the players have been magnificent. Their attitude to it all. I mean, we had one disappointing display, which was the Saturday after the Bath game, and I think a lot of that was down to fatigue. We had to go to Oxford straight after Bath midweek on the Wednesday. So, you know, a massive amount of travelling. And then we came to Lowestoft, and that was the only disappointing display we've had since the Bath game. And they've been absolutely fantastic. And that's why we've sort of like crept up along. We're in a decent position. It's still going to be difficult for us to get in the playoffs. But until it's, you know, mathematically impossible for us, we've got seven games after the final. Really, I think we need to win all seven to have a chance. But all I can say is the players have been absolutely magnificent. Their attitude, the desire, you know, the desperate the players to get into the squad, the 16 that we've picked, the desperate to get into the 16. And I've got some difficult choices to make.
Have you picked that squad yet, or is it going to be a case that nearer the time you're going to firmly decide who your 11 is going to be?
The 11's picked. The other five's picked, barring injuries. Now, I think I'm clear on that now. You know, barring injuries, we've only got two training sessions. You know, unlike Wrexham, who obviously full time and can work all week. And you know, we've got two training sessions: one on Tuesday, and one on Thursday. And then obviously we've got to travel 10 o'clock Friday morning. So the Thursday session will be very light, because we've got to be mindful of our players that they'll probably be working on all day Thursday as well. but the squad in my mind is pretty clear now.
And finally, Billy, just how much will it mean on the day just to be there and to see the North Ferriby United fans? You're going to Wembley. You must be really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's the fans will be, you know, hopefully I'm convinced we will have a lot of support there, and just to, you know, just to see the fans. Every fan loves a trip to Wembley when they're watching their own team, and it'll be an amazing occasion for everybody. And hopefully we can get the right result as well.
Well, Billy, the best of luck from everyone at Radio Yorkshire. I'll be down at Wembley afterwards. Hopefully I'll be speaking to you after a fine win for North Ferriby United.
Let's hope so.